This morning's liturgy of the Word really speaks to us about death and about how Christ's mission is really to come and transform death into a life-giving event. In the first place, though, in the first reading, we hear from the great wisdom of the book of Ecclesiastes, which really is an invitation for us to put all of life into perspective from the known point or the known fact that our life on this earth as we know it is going to end. And therefore, Ecclesiastes enjoins us to be able to enjoy our youth, to enjoy our, what we would consider, I guess, in secular terms, our productive or prime years, but never to lose sight of the fact that everything in this world is fleeting, and that, of course, includes our own life. In other words, we are here on this planet for a very, very short amount of time in the grand scheme of things, and we should never forget it. In our youth, we should remember the elderly and the dying, and this is a part of the cycle of life that we are called to keep in mind so that we keep perspective and balance in life. But today's gospel, where Jesus is ultimately pointing to his passion and death and speaking of the Son of Man being handed over to men, it really is speaking about the transformative love, that the mission of Jesus, that the love of God is going to be so powerful that it's even going to transform the sadness of the event of death into a new birth, into eternal life, and into resurrection. And really, the way to look at it, I think, is that the world was created by God out of God's love. It came to be from nothing. And it is the same power of God's love that is going to transform the finality of death, or that same love of God, which is so powerful that it overcomes death, that Jesus enters into it, touches it, transforms it, and allows it to become a gateway to resurrection and to eternal life. And the invitation for us then, when we combined Ecclesiastes with the good news of the gospel, really is that we too have to keep perspective on our own life. But yes, we have to live with our feet on the ground. Yes, we should do what we can while we're in this world. Yes, it's okay to enjoy some of the good things in this world. But we should never forget that our days on this world are numbered. And we should never give up the hope that that transforming love of Christ ultimately reorients us to think about what our life is going to be in the life to come, in the resurrection of Jesus, sharing in the communion of the love of the Most Holy Trinity. I remember as a boy, I think I probably would have been 11 years old, we received news that my grandfather, my mother's father, had passed away. And I remember, at least I think it was about a year, but I think from that day that we found out, I remember that my mother went to Mass every single day for the next year to pray for her father. And that kind of really, as a young boy, kind of touched me in a way to give a certain perspective that, yes, death is something sad. Yes, there is a certain finality to it in terms of being able to see our loved ones on this earth. But that in the hope of the resurrection, there is something transforming of the love of Christ that we too can share in, that we can pray for the dead, we can pray for the deceased, that we too are called to enter into that redeeming work of Christ, which in a particular way we participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to help to transform death into this life-giving, transformative event that ultimately leads to the resurrection of Jesus. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Saturday, let us ask God for the grace that we would always keep in perspective the finality of our days on this earth, that we would always live from the perspective that we were not made for this world, but that we were made for the transforming love of God, which is so powerful that it touches and transforms death as a gateway into the joy of eternal life. Amen.